On Friday, I was talking to a friend who was a teacher, and she said that they didn't have class because it was solo and ensemble, and that's always a sign that spring is coming. Another friend is an athletic trainer, and she said that all the wrestlers are going to be at the Kohl Center next weekend because it's the state championship. And so we started talking about wrestling a little bit, and things have changed since I was a kid. I played basketball. I never really wrestled, but in those days, it was kind of the Wild West. You could cut a lot of weight. These days, they have a skin test, so they won't let you cut too much because it's probably not that healthy. I had a classmate that he was always wearing these sweatshirts, and I mean, he stunk all the time, but he was trying to sweat off a lot of weight. He'd sleep with the wool blankets, and he was always spitting, and he just never looked very healthy. I think he would cut like 10, 15, even 20 pounds, I don't know, but one time he was over by like 2 ounces, and he wasn't going to be allowed to wrestle, but they amputated a toe, and so he was fine. I'm kidding about that, but it's amazing what we do to condition the body for what, like a laurel wreath or a gold medal. But there's something about Lent that is the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. So Lent is a time of not punishment, but preparation, discipline, penance, the things that, well, try to align us to Christ. And we live in a time that's probably not as strict as it once was. One time a lady called the rectory years ago, and she was asking about Ember Days. I had no idea what she was talking about. I said, well, there was a steakhouse called Embers, but that closed years ago. But there were these days, there were 12 of them in every year, 3 for each season, of fasting to pray for the crops and that it'd be a fruitful harvest. And then there were these rogation days. There were 4 of those. And so there were 16 other days on the calendar that you were supposed to fast. Those are all gone now, except there are 2 left. One is actually coming up this Friday, which I didn't even know about. It's a day of fasting for the needs of the church, for our parish, for all the universal church. These things get lost in the shuffle, unfortunately. The other one is Rural Life Day. There's something about fasting, about penance, that configures us to Christ. And that's the whole goal. That's what Lent is for. It's a preparation for heaven. It starts to free us from the things that could make us selfish, could make us greedy, could make us sad. Lent is a season of joy, of preparation for perfect beatitude in heaven. And so if we look at it, we want to teach our families, our next generation, how to really enter this season. And the first is about going into the desert. That's the first Sunday of Lent always. The desert is a place of solitude. And that's a place of holiness, really. It's a place of, well, where God restores us. If you don't leave the world once in a while, you start to hate the world. But if you step back from it, you become like Jesus, who loves the world. God so loved the world, he sent his only son. I see more people coming to church now. You can code in. You know, it's locked here during the day, but the code over here in the wall, there's a little box, 77733. We let anybody in. There was a guy in here last week from St. Matthew's. I almost kicked him out, but we let him stay. Anyway, the idea is that if you come here, it's quiet. You can come anytime. There's a light over here. People come all hours of the day. I come over here too because, well, the phone doesn't ring, the doorbell doesn't ring. Nobody knows where I am. I just stay here. I'm here most of the time these days, actually. But the solitude restores our inner peace. Sometimes you have to get away from the routine and all the distractions. And the more you get closer to the Lord, the more you start to love this world that he made for us. You start to love the people in it. You start to become more forgiving. The solitude is really a gift that God gives. The desert is a necessary part of inner peace. If we were going to teach our kids, our families, how to enter the Lenten season, I never liked it. I always thought it was deprivation and pain and punishment. But one thing is that variety is the spice of life, so make it special, make it different. Why are we doing all this? Well, because Jesus did it for us. And so like we talked about earlier at the end of Mass today, we're going to, just after the closing song, we're going to kneel down and say this little act of thanksgiving. It's an oldie but a goodie. O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. You remember that one? We're going to do that at the end of Mass. We're going to pray that until we're hoarse, and then we're going to, maybe then I'll let you go. No, just 3 times, because the goal is to be intentional, to remember that I just received God's only Son. I could never merit that. I'm not worthy of it, but he is a gift to me. He reminds me my life is beautiful. It's flawed. I need him. But it also is hopeful. I want to be grateful for the life God gave me. that's the best way to live. So we'll make this season special, different. We always had different projects on the farm. It was always time to chop wood, but maybe you do some spring cleaning or you pick up garbage in the neighborhood, something to make it feel like Lent. Maybe there are things that are enjoyable too. We used to always watch the Ten Commandments with Yul Brynner and Charlton Heston, but maybe it's The Chosen, or maybe you got a puzzle or something you do as a family that the kids enjoy. And there are also their little ways of maybe the prayers that we would say, Stations of the Cross. We always went to the stations. You don't have to go to church to pray them. And the kids have a beautiful imagination. I know there's some violence and so forth, but it's good for them to see what God did for us. They'll start to want to do something for Him. That's the whole goal. That's the whole point of faith, is that first we see His gift and we're moved by it so much that we say, I want to reciprocate. The other thing about Lent is that little ways of praying, the rosary we used to pray, your mom would read out of the Bible, ways to make it different, unique, holy, something that's a gift. If you do these little things, the great thing about what they call mortification, little penances, is that they change us in good ways. I said on Ash Wednesday I was going to stop looking at the sports news in the morning, which is not a sin, but it takes up time, and I didn't realize that Caitlin Clark had broken the record until Friday. I was way out of touch. You get over it. You know, you learn to change your routine. So because I don't check sports scores in the morning, I get my spiritual reading done a little earlier. I come over to church a little earlier, spend more time. And people have already noticed. They say, Father, you're smiling more. And it's a very sincere smile, don't you think? The goal of all of any of these little penances we do is charity. It's to unleash the goodness that's inside every human being in this world. But sometimes we get tired, discouraged, or just always worried, full of fear. And that God can transform if we let Him. I know someone who gave up snacks, and he said, well, you know, no snacks. I hardly ever watch TV, because you can't watch TV without eating. And he said, I have more time with my family. I get a little more sleep at night. I'm in a better mood more often. Well, what a gift. I know someone that does these cold showers, which people say, oh my gosh. You know, the whole point about voluntary penances is to prepare us for the involuntary ones. If you learn to accept suffering, then you don't have to fight it so much. The person who takes a cold shower doesn't mind being inconvenienced when it's a long light or somebody cuts them off in the grocery store. No, because they've gotten used to penance and they don't mind it. They're a little bit more patient. If you take a cold shower, you'll find it's very penitential. But you can offer that for your boss, for your spouse, for your enemies. We're supposed to do something for our bishop every day. And if you do, you see these people differently. Something about penance done out of love makes us like Christ, who was willing to carry His cross. The last one is somebody gave up sugar. If you want to fast, that really makes it a lot easier, because if you're on a sugar diet, you're hungry about every 2 hours, and it makes it more difficult. Fasting, Jesus said, some demons can only be driven out by prayer and fasting. Now, I don't want us to go too hardcore. I don't want us to push, like all of a sudden. One of the saddest statements I would ever hear as a teacher, kids would say, you know, Father, I don't like reading. I was forced to read too much when I was a kid, and now I don't like it. Oh, I wouldn't want anybody to say that about Lent. Like, we had to go, and all we did was eat rocks for 40 days and had to sleep on a nail bed. And well, all things in moderation. But let's do something. Let's do whatever God puts on our heart to make Lent special. It's a preparation for Easter, which is to say for eternal life. Wrestling, solo ensemble, all these things point to spring. The catchers and the pitchers reported for spring training. And I was reading a little bit about this guy, Cal Ripken Jr. He retired over 20 years ago now, but he's still renowned in Baltimore. Why? Because he showed up every day. He was dependable. He's the kind of guy that made the fans really appreciate his effort. That's what Christ did. He shows up every day. Every time you come to Mass at Holy Name or wherever you go, Christ shows up because He's a God who loves. He's loyal, He's faithful, He's dependable. And He made you and me in His likeness. In His image He created us. Lent recalibrates, reconfigures, makes us like Christ.